This Saturday, April 11th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Partners in Mission Food Bank will once again host its annual Food Blitz at grocery stores across Kingston. Teams of volunteers will be handing out collection bags to shoppers and collecting donations. Their goal this year, to collect 25,000 pounds of food and raise $30,000. 2025 marked the fifth record-breaking year in a row for the food bank, with over 22,000 household visits and helping nearly 10,000 people. And already, 2026 is on track to exceed those numbers. Partners in Mission Executive Director Dan Irwin shared with CFRC what he's seeing in the community heading into this year's Food Blitz.
We had a record year in 2025. It was our fifth record year in a row. We helped 1 in 17 people in Kingston and Loyalist Township with food. That is a shocking number. And the first 3 months of this year, our household visits are up 22.6%, which is unbelievable.
Spring and summer are typically slower months for donations, making this campaign critical for the months ahead.
Yeah, our timing with our event this spring is to help, number one, remind everyone that there are neighbors in need in the community, and hunger is 365 days a year. And two, we're trying to restock and build our reserves, I guess we'll call it, as we come into the slower donation months.
I was wondering if you could expand a bit upon that, about what the summer looks like, and again, what hitting this goal means for the next few months.
Certainly. Over the summer, we see very few donations. Everyone's busy with their summer lives. And as we know, in Canada, we don't get a lot of summer. So we want to enjoy that as much as possible. Unfortunately, the donations drop. So what we need is this lift in the spring to help stock our shelves, give us more money so that we're able to buy what we don't get, and really just help us keep going through the summer.
This will also be the first year Partners in Mission is in their new, larger space for this campaign, a move Irwin says happened at the right time.
We moved in our new space in April of 2025, and it's been amazing. Our clients love it. Our volunteers love it. It's just a much more dignified space and experience. That, with the growth, was good timing because we're able to continue to keep up to this growth. Our old space, we would not be able to manage these high of numbers on a daily basis. So it was good timing to move, and the space enables us to store more food. And with the money we get, we can also buy larger volumes and save those deals.
But even with that expansion, the bigger picture remains. Demand is climbing, an increasing concern not only for this campaign, but for the city as a whole. As you mentioned earlier, visits are nearly 23% higher than this time last year. You've already had 5 record-breaking years in a row. And you've said many times the community is always very generous in this campaign. But do you worry we're kind of nearing a limit in terms of keeping up with need?
I'm really worried about that. At what point will there be too many people using our services versus those who can afford to donate? And when we tip that balance, it's going to be ugly.
For now, Partners in Mission is counting on the community to step up once again. What items are you most in need of right now?
We're always looking for canned meat and canned fish, peanut butter or nut butter type replacements. Stews and chunky soups are very important. Boxes of breakfast cereal. And always we're in need of baby food and the larger size diapers, the 3, 4, 5s, and wipes, please.
And how can folks contribute?
We'll be at 8 grocery stores on Saturday the 11th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Tanya's, No Frills, Andrew's, No Frills, Loblaws, both Loblaws, Freshco, Food Basics on Highway 15, Food Basics on Princess Street, and Food Basics at Gardner's Road, RioCan. If you're shopping that day, you can donate money or food there. Or if you're not able to make it out on Saturday, if you can go to kingstonfoodbank.ca and you'll see donate in the upper right-hand button, and you can click on the Food Blitz and make a donation for that.
Fantastic. And I was wondering if you could, just to finish us off, give us just a few words of encouragement for folks who are considering donating this weekend or who are just out and about this weekend. You know, what this event kind of means for the community, both for those donating and for those receiving.
Every donation counts, whether it's small or large. It all adds together. We do not receive government funding. We rely on our community to support our neighbors in need. So Every donation helps, and our volunteers are out there. They want to have some fun, they want to collect some money, and they want to make a difference. So they'd love to see your smiling face. And if you can't make a donation, just wish them a good day, and they will be able to move on and help the next person who wants to make a donation. And thank you so much for everyone for their help this weekend, whether you're a donor or a volunteer. It's hugely important for us to help our neighbors in need.
For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.